Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? I spend a great deal of my day thinking when I'm not talking to clients, when I'm not talking to prospects. I'm just staring off into space and thinking about the meaning of business and the meaning of life and how I can help people and what's the next step and what can I say and what can I learn new. And I go on and on and on, and it just never stops, day after day after day. And I think about business because business, for me, is life. Business is what makes things work. And a few thoughts about business success and failure. Business is simple and business is complicated. Why is it simple? It's simple because if you really understand it and you understand what you need to do and you have the right attitudes and you have confidence, it is no problem to make money. This truly is the greatest country in the world. No matter what political challenges we're going through right now, there is incredible opportunity. But you have to be able to see that opportunity. If you can't see that opportunity, if you can't understand it, if you don't know how to go after it, then you won't be successful. You will be a failure. Let's go way back to ancient times, 2007. In 2007, things were just rolling along. You know, people thought the good times would go on forever. And then one day, it all came to a screeching halt. And 2008 was here. And businesses were confused. People in business were confused. They didn't know what was going on. They got these news reports that were just terrible. And they said, what do we do? How do we do this? And through the next years, from 2008 to 2011, we had two kinds of people. We had business people who were determined that they were going to succeed, that they were not going to fail, that they dug deep inside of themselves because that's who they were. And we had people who had a job, but it was called a business, and they really didn't have what it took inside of themselves to succeed. You see, business doesn't start externally. It doesn't start out there in the economy. It doesn't start out there with your customers and your clients and your building and your computers and even your employees. Where it starts is inside of you. You have to be extremely comfortable with yourself. You have to be extremely comfortable with your business ability. You have to be comfortable with the ability to go and get the answers if you don't have them. And if you can do those things, no matter what is thrown your way, you will be successful. You will not be stopped. You will prevail. You will make it happen. But if you are thinking that I'll be successful because of the economy, because they report that the economy, it seems to be good, but for some people it's not good. Wages are down. The economic growth isn't what it should be. If you're thinking that and you're putting yourself in that position, you cannot be successful. What you're doing is you're going with the tide. It would almost be like being in a sailboat in the middle of the ocean. And there are parts in the middle of the ocean where there is very little wind. And, of course, the ancient sailors would be extremely upset by that because their ships were powered by sails. And when they got out of those areas, they were so happy. And business people who think that their business is powered by just the economy and the winds of the economy, well, when things come along and the winds aren't blowing, they're going to have a problem. So think about, sit there quietly and think about you. Think about what you want, what you need to accomplish. What do you know? What do you need to learn? But it's about confidence. It's almost like someone walking into a karaoke bar. And this is not the joke about, you know, the guy walked into the karaoke bar. But a guy walks into a karaoke bar and they're singing songs and people are up on stage and he goes, I want to try that. You know, I've always wanted to do that. And he gets up there and he tries it. And he may not have been very good at it. But he does it again and again and again. And he gets better and he enjoys it. You have to participate in business. You have to be in the game. You have to understand what you need to do. You can't be passive. You can't wait for it to come to you. You can't show up in your office in the morning and say, I hope business comes to me. You have to have it inside of you, and you have to say, I'm going to go get it. They need me. They need the products I have. My employees need my guidance. They need my leadership. I need to make money. I need to make a profit. And I will make a profit because of my determination and my skills. And if the economy is not what it should be, I'll increase my skills. I'll increase my marketing. Because even in the worst of times, there are over 310 million people in this country, all using goods and services. Sometimes they're using more than others, but they still all need goods and services. You just have to be better than the competition, more determined, more understanding of what needs to be done, more confident. Just more of you makes the business work. And then you surround yourself with great people who have the same attitude. You surround yourself with great vendors. You surround yourself with great product. You surround yourself with great marketing. But you are the core of the business. And when you make it happen, when you understand what needs to be done and you communicate that to other people around you and put that team together, you're unstoppable and the profits just flow in. And that's what I want for every single business person, is to be successful. And I want them to understand that they are in control of their life. They're in control of their business, and they can turn things around when they're not good, and when they are good, they can make them better. And of course, this is Howard LeWinter, and you know that I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.